Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup here. Having a great time this morning. You're listening now live on the app only, Facebook and YouTube Live. Having a great time. We sure enjoyed having Jeff from 97.3 The Fan running the deal, but you know, happy to be back and doing our thing here in the studio, and excited to have you along for the second hour here. Again, only available on that Let's Talk Hookup app, and we're certainly pumped to be here. So many great texts have already come through. Love having these guys in the studio. It just feels right, and it feels like fishing, and it feels like the season is right here, Corey. I'm ready for it.
I know, and Brian earlier talking, if you missed the very first part of the show, Brian talking about the exciting stuff down below, the sign of bluefin and skipjack, and the yellowfin still around. You know, it's super quiet. Man, see what happens this year. Like Frank predicted last year, that stuff would move up. I mean, if that stuff got within our 60, 90-mile range, you know, in good numbers up here, that'd be amazing. But if you do want to join us, send us a text via the app. If it's kind of confusing to you, it's on Saturdays. We have 97.3 The Fan, our first hour. And you can always join us on Facebook and YouTube Live, and you can do it that way and watch us if you want to see, you know, what's going on in studio. You can do it that way or via the app. You know, it's just listen live. You can do it right there.
If you want to see how unprepared I was, you know, in the Rick. Morning, you can fire onto YouTube or Facebook and see the disheveled baby was up all night crying, got half a night's sleep, making it happen. Like, and you can now witness that now.
And here's a little inside baseball too: is with so many changes here, all for the better and awesome
we love
stuff.
It, yeah.
Pete got like two shows worth of how to do it. Rick has done 4 to 6 shows like on his own and can probably teach Pete when he comes back.
Yeah,
like, it's a lot of hiccups, but Rick is making it look professional.
We've been trading notes back and forth. He goes, all right, man, you're going to have to show me when I get back. Like,
right?
I don't know how we're going to do that. Like taking a phone call from our buddy Captain Mark Wish in the second hour, which we have right now, Corey. We are going to continue with our catch report and find out what's going on.
That's so awesome. Always can't wait for Mark's reports. And it's brought to us by the Fish Pros at Fishman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishmansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. And we've got them on hold. Mark, how you doing?
Well, Corey, American Anglers there, you got that full house in there.
Right?
It's been a great show. Yeah, I love listening to you guys. I love what you guys were talking about at the start of the show, all that bluefin mounted up down there and yellowfin. And I didn't even hear the part about skipjack, but that sounds interesting too. So pretty interesting for the first week of February. But, man, that first week of February definitely brought us some winter weather up this way here. Not too much rain, but limits the wind and made for some really tough conditions offshore. You know, not too much in the way on the water reports, as you might expect. You know, the guys fishing local are catching a few bass and sculpins and whitefish on the structure spots. But nothing new about that. So without a doubt, though, the headliner again still has been that halibut fishing, both locally off the Huntington Beach, Long Beach, San Pedro sector, and then over at Catalina. Same fish in both locations, and yet we're fishing them very differently. The Catalina bite still focused up much more shallow than our local fish here. Those island fish love those shallow edges and beaches. It's mostly like 15 to 50 feet has been best, and a live squid on a, you know, a lighter setup. You don't need a whole lot of weight to get down in that depth of water, but a live squid's a great way to go. And then locally, you know, it's kind of a different deal. As conditions and bottom structures are very different than what we're fishing at the island. Fish are still holding deeper, mostly 70 to 80 feet. mostly on the edge of hard bottom. The areas that's got the bait schools mounted around the hard bottom, there is certainly a good place to look for those halibuts. Guys, you want to use a dropper loop setup with a mean sardine for bait, and be sure to use enough weight to get them down the bottom. Those halibuts are top-line predators, but they live on the bottom, and you got to get down there where the fish are. So 6 ounces is okay most of the time, 8, 10, 12 when the breeze is up a little bit. Whatever it takes to stay tight to the bottom is the way you're going to get those fish. And, man, there's been some good ones caught. Best one in the last week or two has been 35, I think it was, 35 pounds. So we've had a couple decent days of weather we're going to have here this weekend, but, man, it's forecast to go downhill fast by midweek. So if you get a chance to get out now, I'd do it because it looks to be kind of blown out for several days after midweek. So we'll see what we got left for next weekend to talk about. And then I just got a text from Danny from Fish Dope. If you guys are heading out in the Long Beach area here, Nacho's barge is down for maintenance, so you're going to have to go up to Pedro to get some bait, but they've had some great bait up there, so that's not a bad deal. So that's this week's report, and we'll see what we got to talk about next week after this weather. They're forecasting it to be the real deal here this time, so we'll see.
We'll take that, Marcos, or Mark, excuse me. There's certainly some opportunity hole this weekend with some nice days, and hopefully guys sneak in there, maybe get out on Super Sunday, avoid a little crowd. If somebody wants to find you and have the right bait tank to keep all that bait alive, how do we find you at Pacific Edge, Mark?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by a big Chevron station, and the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com, and we'll catch up with y'all next week.
Awesome, Mark. Great job. Appreciate your report very much, and we'll talk to you then. Thanks, Mark.
And that weather this week is just a slight wrinkle in the thing. We'll be right back to normal. It's brought to us by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops. You can also check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in freshwater and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing is next to Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway in Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway in Lemon Grove. And for all of those, you can check danalanding.com.
Hey, wanted to read something real quick here that I thought was really cool. And it was something that's being put on by the guys from the San Diego Tackle Traders. And, you know, with the lack of the show in March, they're going to do their own parking lot thing, and you know they're going to kind of create their own parking lot sale, and it's going to be happening on Saturday and Sunday, February 15th and 16th. CCA is going to be there. There's going to be several vendors that would have been at the show that are going to be there, and one of the big things that they're doing that I thought was so cool is they're going to liquidate a ton of their inventory in an outside sale, and 100% of the dollars that are sold are going to go to the San Diego Anglers Foundation. So they're basically donating all of the, you know, a huge portion of their tackle that's going to be sold outside, and all of that money that gets sold is going to go directly to San Diego Anglers Foundation, 100% of it. Obviously, they're going to have some great deals on tackle on the inside. There's going to be several vendors that are going to be there as well that are people from the show. And, you know, CCA is going to be there with a membership drive. I think you can sign up for the Star tournament that's going to be coming up. So, again, a really cool opportunity Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 4, February 15th and 16th at the San Diego Tackle Traders. It's going to be free parking, free entry, hot dogs and soda, so a cool event that those guys are going to be putting on for sure. And hey, with that said, we got the man. Pete is standing by this morning, and I think we're going to go live to Pete right now. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, all of the gang, the American Angler Grand, and, of course, good morning to Corey. Thank you guys for being there. You got me here on Lucy Global?
You sounded fantastic, man. Yeah, loud and clear, Pete. Okay.
Hang on one sec. Hang on. I took my headphones off, and now I can't hear you.
Yeah, so you sound like you're at Rancho Relaxo, Pete.
To the headphone here.
Well, yeah. The beauty of live radio, as they always say. But
right?
Certainly stoked to have
you. You got me here?
We got you, buddy. Yeah, go ahead.
You got you. Okay, very good. All right. I had my headphones on, and then I thought, well, that's not going to work, but it actually works great. So we're all good on the headphones here. I'm actually standing in the
Puerto Montt Airport here. We're on our way back to Santiago and then on to the wine country. But I just want to give you an update about what we're doing here on our last leg of our big trip to Chile here. Lolly and myself, we left Estancia de los Rios, which is in central Patagonia. We're now in kind of northern Patagonia, the very northern part of Patagonia. We flew to Puerto Montt, and then we rented a car and drove up to Puerto Varas, which is pretty close, like half an hour, 45 minutes. Stayed 4 days in Puerto Varas and didn't get a chance to go fishing on the massive amount of lakes because it's considered to be the lake district there in northern Patagonia. But we did some amazing hikes, and one of the hikes was on the volcano that is overlooking Puerto Varas. Just an amazing visual sight. If you ever seen pictures of Puerto Varas and such, it's pretty amazing. And then we went to a really cool hot springs that was, of course, fed by all the volcanoes that are in the surrounding area there. Like I told you last week, there's like 100+ active volcanoes in Chile. And, of course, it's a very, very long, thin state, or country, that goes from almost top to bottom on South America, it seems like it. And then from Puerto Varas, we drove in our rental car 3.5 hours up to just the coolest place called Parque Fontague. I can't pronounce it like the locals can pronounce it. But it was amazing. It's a private park owned by, this super wealthy Chilean, and with a really cool hotel and just unbelievable hiking and excursions and such like that. And one of the things we did, we rented mountain bikes, of course e-bikes, because it's pretty vertical, and did a 4.5-hour mountain bike trek up the trail and past these lakes and stuff like that. It was pretty gnarly. I'm a little sore still from that trek, but it was super cool. And then did a really cool hike, a guided hike, to go find the elusive and endangered Darwin frog, which is located in several parts of this northern Patagonia region. And little tiny frog, we found them, they were super cool and such. And again, there were several opportunities to go lake fishing there, but we had limited time, so we just decided to enjoy the beautiful nature of the surroundings there at Parque Fontague. And then now we're at the airport, headed to Santiago. Then we're going to drive over to Santa Cruz, which is in the Chilean wine country, and then stay there for 3 days, and then we fly home on Tuesday night. So that's kind of a wrap-up of this big adventure that we've been planning and doing for a long time. And I've been listening to you guys, and it sounds great here on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, Corey, you're absolutely right. Rick is going to be teaching me a lot of stuff about the new system here. So no question about that, right?
I'm telling you, he's done an amazing job, and it looks like he's behind the wheel of the F-14. Seriously, I mean he's doing an awesome job for you, and I'm surprised you're coming back, Pete. I mean sounds like a beautiful place, Darwin Frogs, and it sounds like you're having an amazing time. Yeah, Winer's next.
Brown trout and chili. I think I might hang out for next year week.
Right?
Yeah. Wow. There was all these giant rainbows and stuff, too. And Brian, I know you and Viola would just go crazy at that place that we were first at Estancia de los Rios. That's maybe something you got to put on your list that you and Viola got to go do some searching and field research on. But Chile is an amazing place. And one of the things that's really funny about Chile is they speak Spanish, of course, here, but with my very weak Mexican Spanish, it's a different language. It's a totally different language here than Mexican Spanish. I understand a few words, but then there's a lot of words that are very different. Like you come to a stop sign, it's pare instead of alto, right? And a lot of different stuff like that. But super cool country. The people are wonderful. It's ultra, ultra clean, everything here. And people are just super educated and just really nice. Great food, great country, great beauty here. So anybody who wants to come visit Chile, there's a lot to it, and we're really enjoying our time here. So I'll let you guys get back to talking fishing, and keep up the great work, and I'll be listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
All right, Pete, great job. We'll appreciate it. Glad you guys are having such an excellent trip, and we'll look forward to hearing the whole wrap-up when you make it back into the studio next week.
Sounds great, guys. Keep up the great work, right, and thanks. We'll see you next Saturday.
All right, I appreciate that.
Sounds like he's having an amazing trip, right? I mean,
Hey, incredible.
And Brian, last week he was talking about awesome bottles of wine, like top shelf bottles of wine for $7.
Yeah,
right. Can't count me out.
Yeah, handle that for sure. Well, hey, well, we got a ton of great texts coming through.
There
again,
are.
If you want to join us on the Let's Talk Hookup app, it's the easiest way to do that. When you send your text, and make sure that you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, because if you win that trip to go fishing with Captain Cameron on the Bell, we want to make sure to be able to get it to you.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I forgot to mention that a couple times. The name and telephone number. Dude, that trip on the with Cameron?
Come it's going to be a lot of fun. Well, we had a great text coming through. It says, what a great show, you guys. I've been looking at the American Angler for the past few years, and I'll never forget how hospitable and welcoming your crew has been when you were available at Day at the Docks. I've been noticing how quickly your schedule seems to fill. When is the best time of year to get a trip on board the American Angler? What is the process like? Also, Ray, can you give us some information on your background and then also some of the special features on the boat? Look forward to getting to go out fishing with you guys. And that's from Dan and Phillips Ranch.
That was a lot of questions.
It is. Yeah.
I can handle the schedule part of it. April, we have some trips available. Two and three day trips. We have an 8 day trip in June.
Ooh,
which
that's a primer.
Yeah, I look forward to that, because that's historically that's our best yellowtail fishing, surface plug and that kind of thing.
And is that because you can like pin them along the coast somewhere? I mean, it might be 150 miles. It might be 250 miles.
Or it might be down at the ridge.
Yeah.
The ridge in mid 60s. You know, degree water, that those yellowtail come up snake, and
God, that's cool.
When there's good current, and you know, with that tuna available.
And that 8 days when?
June.
Are there openings?
There's openings in June on one of the 8 days, and then
I bet Lori's standing by.
And then in November, we have a few openings on our longer trips, a few 8 day trips and 10 day trips. November, December, there's a little bit of room, but other than that, I would always call Lori. You know, because even though it says full, you got to talk to the boss.
Yeah, totally. She can make things happen.
She makes things happen. Standby list.
Stuff you hear
happens.
About it all that the time.
Kind of
stuff
happens. You know, people's, you know, whatever happens at home happens, and then
everything from weddings.
Yeah.
And a real quick thing, you know, with that being said, stuff happens. You know, American Angler website. The very first thing you come upon is travel insurance. And click on it, and it is crazy. $500 for 12 months, you get like $250,000 worth of medical, like to fly you home. Say something happens on a longer trip, and then, you know, plus the deposits and stuff like that. It's just why we all don't have it is beyond me.
We're going to have Christy from Bob Dawson Insurance on the show in just a couple of weeks. And
that's one of my favorite shows.
Every time they come on, it's always it's exactly that. It's a reminder of what a no-brainer it is to get
such a no-brainer. So,
you know, they have yearly policies as inexpensive as, I think, like under $300, you know, for the year to cover you on every trip.
Isn't that crazy?
For the year. It's so money well spent. But you know, to what you were saying earlier, it is crazy how many times, you know, getting to be in the tackle store at Fisherman's Landing, a guy will come in and, man, I really wanted to go on this trip, and I just got the call from Lori, and I'm going next week. And it just it's a story that I hear over and over and over. So you said it best. Just because the trip says full doesn't mean there's no opportunity for you to go. Yeah, totally. Now, Ray, we got to hear a little bit story, but how did your path lead you to the American Angler? What's your background been like before you got to drive such a beautiful rig?
Well, it's kind of a funny story, because I was somewhat of a late bloomer, I guess you can say, when it came to fishing. I didn't grow up with a rod in my hand, you know, I mean, I was kind of a sports kid and just adrenaline junkie. But anyhow, after I got introduced into fishing, I was fishing next to you, Rick, Twilight.
Yeah, totally.
I was doing that, and then
where?
On the New
Zealand. Oh, yeah.
Anyhow, I got actually taken under the wing on the new Loam with Nick Hates
when
the albacore around, kind of at the peak. And so I got to see the ultimate with that, and spent 5 summers on there just going to school and doing the summer, just hooking hand end up in the trash and just all that good stuff and just learning the ropes. And after that, it's just it's history. I've been on the American Angler ever since. I had my 18th birthday on the boat and worked under Sam and Brian and just learned everything I know today from these guys. So.
Were you ever on the Queen with Sam Brenner, or was it all to go from the Loam to the
Loam to the Angler?
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. So I've had two jobs my whole life.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome.
That's incredible.
The one thing that I love too, and you know, you watch it and see it, and you know, whether it be Ray on the boat or Brian, is like you can tell that it's an operation where no job is no job's too big. You know that, you know, the guy that's in charge running the time has no issue taking out trash and doing, like, there is no, you know, there's no job too small kind of thing. And
nope.
You know, you guys are a very clear, well-oiled team. It's really special to get.
I think
to watch.
That's the best part about our team is that everyone shares the same jobs, you know, and it just keeps everything smooth.
That's cool. I dig it. Well, hey, appreciate it very much. Corey, you got a good text standing by for us?
I do. It's more of a statement, a compliment. And it's, good morning, Hal from Fresno. And last year was my first trip ever for tuna. To say the least, I was anxious. Told Captain Griffin and the crew I was a newbie. And they kept an eye on me. And it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. Already booked for this year. Thanks again, American Angler Crew. Also, Uncle Polly says hello. And see, that's pretty cool. I mean, you don't have to be that seasoned angler. I mean, that's his first time ever tuna fishing.
Yeah, that's the coolest part about my job, having the kids on board at Maddie's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Maddie.
Hey!
Shout out, Maddie. Santa Margarita, 12 years old.
Oh, right on.
Really?
Happy birthday, Maddie.
He's a killer.
That's awesome.
But just all the new people we get in April, you know, and the kids, the wives, the husbands who've never fished, and we teach them. It's probably the most rewarding, you know, because a lot of the guys on the 8 to 10 days, they've seen it. They've seen the good fishing, and I don't know, it's cool to see somebody catch their first tuna.
How cool is that?
It's rewarding.
I cannot recommend enough times. If you're a guy that likes going fishing and your gal really wants to try it with you and feels intimidated for one reason, you're like, man, book a trip with you guys. Like, I just know all of your personalities so well. Like, it is not a machismo atmosphere on the American Angler. It just
not
isn't. I mean, family friendly, lady friendly, guy friendly, whatever it might be. Like, you guys just, your brand of doing it is so right. And it's like the first thing I recommend to people when they ask, hey, I really want to take my gal on a trip and this is what I want to do. What do you think? And I just know how well you guys treat everybody.
That's the best part, is just watching the excitement for the newcomer and, you know, just everything.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There are atmospheres that get created where it's very cliquish and, you know, this guy rides the boat all the time, so he gets the most attention. And it's not that way with you guys. Like, I watch it happen.
It's not.
Honestly, it's the opposite.
Everybody equally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like all these new kids becoming captains and new owners of all these boats. And I'll see them on the sidewalk. I'll tell them the least important job that we do is catching fish. Number one, it's you have to be Andy Reid. You have to be a good leader. You have to have your crew buy into the program. Once a crew buys into the program of keeping the boat clean, if it's broke, fix it, and getting to know customer service is number one.
Right.
It, bar none, and safety, number one. And then it's amazing how by the end of the trip, we back in and there's fish on the boat.
Yeah, right. It's that part just kind of happens.
Yeah, where a lot of these young kids are killers and, you know, it's fish, but that's the most least important part of what we do for a living.
I mean, it comes secondarily. It happens.
I mean,
it happens anyway.
That's what we love to do,
yeah.
So that's what ends up happening.
And it's got to be so rewarding, Griffin, like you putting this gentleman on his first howl, you know, putting him on his first tuna.
That's right.
They come home with that product. I mean, I say product, but because if they went into a fish market, heaven forbid they could even find it. I mean, the point on the seafoods, right? Like, you look at that kind of a pricing, and they're coming home with hundreds of pounds of reward. I mean, that's why he's coming back.
Yeah, Brian tells me all the time, we don't sell fish, we sell adrenaline.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like they come out here because they're constantly seeking maybe a little bit bigger. They want to catch a yellowtail, a yellowfin. A two-day leads into an eight-day, which leads into a 10-day. I've seen that this year, too, with, like, April, somebody comes on a two-day, and all of a sudden, November, here they are on a 10-day. And they've never been out there, and it's like, he's never seen Alejos Rocks. This is cool,
yeah.
You know? And they're just so mind-blown of hearing Brian's stories every night. It's pretty cool to see.
Awesome.
How neat.
I'm not glossed over in any kind of a bad way, but I know it's something that, Brian, I know you're very prideful of the fleet, and it is the safety. You know, you talked about that's a big, important part for your crew is the safety of your passengers, but I know it's something that you've hung your hat on and talked about it a long time, is how impressive the safety is not just on your boat, but the fleet in general. I mean, oh, you think about the thousands of people that leave the dock. I mean, in the summertime, every day. You know, I mean, it's tens of thousands of people that, you know, go out to sea and come back, and the safety record of these boats is just, it's second to one. I mean, find another type of travel that has the number, you know, the incidents are virtually nil.
United States Coast Guard, Ken Frankie, that they're all a part of the whole entire success.
That's really cool. Well, hey, we had another great text come through sharing a similar thought. It says, it's always hard to get on the American Angler, and it's because it's worth it. You guys give the best customer service, and I absolutely love fishing with you. It sounds like you've got some opportunities on 2- and 3-day trips coming up in the spring. I was hoping that Griffin could tell me the difference between a 2-day and a 3-day, and also what tackle and jigs I should be coming prepared with for this year. That's from DJ in San Diego.
Okay, yeah, so if you're on a 3-day, for instance, you'd leave Friday morning, you'd get home Monday morning, whereas a 2-day, you'd leave Saturday morning, get home Monday morning. And then for those types of trips, you, depending on the grade of fish, these early season trips, we don't really know what we're going to run into. So just having everything from like 30 to 100 pound setup. So meaning 30, 40 pound fly line, and then you got your 60 to 80 pound sinker rig, and then 100 pound outfit for at night.
So you're not necessarily fishing a different destination. You're just giving yourself more opportunity at catching them when their guard is down, or travel to a distance that you need to. It's similar fishing in terms of the tackle you're bringing. You're just literally getting yourself an extra full day of doing it.
Yeah, exactly. And an extra night, too.
Right.
Which might be essential because we all know how those bluefin like to act.
Totally, yeah. More time, always a good thing.
Yeah, right. That's and it. Nighttime, man. Brian, I shake my head today, and I've mentioned this a few times. It's amazing to think what was missed. You're shaking your head because you already know where I'm going. What was missed prior to 10 years ago? I mean, the nighttime thing has opened everybody's eyes, you know? And poor Griffin, he doesn't know any different, you know, right?
Yeah. The years of driving through miles of albacore schools.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, man, we are going to kill them when it gets daylight. Especially around the moon, and then daylight comes, and you don't even see one.
They sink out.
You don't even see one. And
do you think they're catchable at night, albacore?
Well, we did it in Morro Bay, where we would catch them at night.
Okay.
And I think if we stopped and used a smaller profile lure, maybe on 50-pound or something.
A cold sniper in the dark?
Some kind of cold sniper type thing, I think.
I agree.
Man.
Wow.
I'm ready. I'm ready for that to happen.
My ears are wide open, man. I want to learn.
That's great.
You think they'll bite like bluefin?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. You know,
Well, what about Webster and the jig boat, bait boat?
So those guys, you know, I mean, the days are so long up there. Like when they're jigging, when they first get up there, it doesn't get dark until 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
And so those guys, if later on, like in August and September, when they're using the poles and they're chumming anchovy, those guys, if they get a school before it gets dark, they'll keep them activated and keep catching them into the dark.
But they hustle all day. They hustle for 14 hours in the day.
Yeah, so the crew typically sleeping at night.
I mean, they literally shut down.
Yeah, but I asked them that the same question, and then if they get them before dark, they could keep catching them into the dark.
That's on crazy. The poles in the dark.
On the poles.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, too.
Right? I know. Cool. Brian's got so much knowledge.
I dig that. I like this text. It says, I fished with Ray the first week of August in 2024 on a 5-day trip. As we left the harbor expecting to go to San Clemente, we were shocked when the boat was headed straight south. An hour later, Ray met with all of us and advised us that we were on our way to the ridge on a 5-day. We were all stunned when Ray told us that the elephant tuna fishing would make the travel worthwhile. I can honestly say it was the single best day of fishing in my 60-year fishing career.
Wow.
Tell Ray that he has nerves of steel, and I'm glad he didn't mind spending the fuel and the time. As I signed up for this year's trip as soon as we got back to the dock. Can't wait to come fishing with you again. That was from Jordy from San Diego.
Oh, cool.
Hi, Jordy. I think my stomach's still recovering from that one.
How good was that yellowfin tuna fishing?
It was exceptional. It was just fun to see something different. You know, we've seen the years of the consistent, you know, 18 to 30 pound yellowfin through the summer months and into the fall and stuff, but to see that grade of fish and, like Griffin was saying earlier, biting almost to a fault, you know, it was really incredible. So
and the grade was just crazy.
It was crazy.
I mean, it was like, I don't know what to say. It was like your big Guadalupe fish. It was like this. It was
exactly
almost like you'd see on a long range trip, and it was just fish after fish after fish, and you know, it became not a big deal to see a 60 pounder come over the rail.
And
unbelievable.
And
really, biting the popper, or the surface iron, or the fly line, or
80
heavy
pound
line,
fly
or
line,
whatever.
80 pound.
Pick the way
line.
You wanted to catch one.
Yeah.
And you know, hearing stories of guys like you where you'd set up in a yellowtail spot and drop a 6X junior to the bottom, and then you get it three turns off the bottom, and you hook a 65 pound yellowfin tuna. Like, amazing.
What stood out to me about that whole yellowfin thing, though, Rick, was the quality, like the fattiness. Oh, Brian, is it because we've had so many years of bluefin? Is it that yellowfin just was that much better, or is it better than typical yellowfin? Is it the size? I mean, what they're eating?
And where we were catching, the water never got hot, you know, where they're real lean.
Yeah.
We fished a lot in the mid-60s this year, and then when that yellowfin was down the beach outside San Pablo and Hippolito, you could not believe the amount of bird life, whales, killer whales, just so much life, because there's obviously so much bait fish around. Those things were healthy.
And it was all chovy?
Fatty fish.
I mean,
a lot of it was anchovy.
Yeah.
And red crab, a lot of red crab.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
That's cool.
So exciting. Hey, with all this great information, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from the American Angler crew. We're having a great time. We'll be back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and YouTube and Facebook Live.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 and dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, man, with all this fantastic bluefin fishing we've been talking about, how could you not bring up that Talica series of reel, the Talica 20, the Talica 25, for a nighttime big fish bluefin reel? It just gets no better. Fits in your hand right, comfortable to fish with, tons of power, tons of drag. And with the brand new revision this year, the Talica A series, the 20 to 25 now have a lower low gear ratio, a bigger handle, a little more ergonomically correct, fit in your hands a little better. It's just a fantastic redesign on what was already a damn near perfect product. So,
PCS show only a few weeks away. Do I send some deals maybe?
You know, you're the one that has to say that, not
me.
But
boy.
I tell you, if I was going to get
I
one,
might be
that,
visiting
that,
the Fisherman's Landing shop.
For more information, check out Shimano.com, or you can check out your local Shimano dealer.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And your San Diego County Ford dealers is the place to start. With a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains, get your ideal combination of power and capability with gas, hybrid, or all electric. But more important than the power you choose is what you choose to do with it. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We've had so much fun in studio, Rick, and the texts are coming in via the app. You can only do that through the app. Saturdays are that kind of thing where we have 97.3 The Fan. The first hour, taking your calls. Second hour is text only. So send us a text via the app. If you got one for the American Angler crew. And there's some good texts coming through, huh, Rick?
Well, there has been, yeah. It's been a very busy morning. Obviously, more so, everybody's so excited to talk to to Ray, to Griffin, to Brian. But also giving away such a killer prize with Captain Cameron on the Mission Bell. Somebody's going to get to go on a full-day trip. And how we always do that at the end of the show, we're going to flip a coin, and the coin's going to designate whether that is going to be won by somebody from the caller side or somebody from the texter side. So we'll have Griffin flip that coin and find out who's going fishing with Captain Cameron when the show ends up there. But in the meantime, had a couple of great texts standing by. This first one says, good morning to the crew, the Angler. What a great show as always. I absolutely love the experience of fishing on board the American Angler. It's always an adventure, and I'm really looking forward to my June 8-day trip on the AA. My favorite destination is the jumbo yellowtail fishing at Alejos Bank. I was hoping you guys could comment a little bit about this fishery. And do you feel like those fish migrate to different areas? That's from Dan in Durango, Colorado.
I don't know if they would. That feels like the predominantly most of the bigger yellowtail we catch are kind of like home guards. I'm sure they migrate in shallower, deeper water areas, but I think those ones, I don't know, Brian can have second thoughts on this.
It's that the banks there, that's a phenomenon that's been going on for
forever,
way before us. As soon as I started on the boat in the mid-80s working for Frank on the Royal, that's we would catch those big ones there at night.
Springtime.
It seems like in modern times now, we have more shark issues.
More so in the spring?
More so now. We're in the springtime. We never had shark issues. It was always in the fall when the water got warmer, but now even in the springtime, there's times where it's unfishable out there because of the sharks.
Okay. But I mean, the sharks are a nightmare, but it's kind of part of the healthiness of the ocean.
Yes, it is.
It's a great sign.
It is.
But a bad sign, right? I mean,
one of the things that I'm like the most, as an angler guy, catching a fish, the one that you hang your hat on the most fun was I got to do an April 8-day trip on the Royal Polaris that Steve Loomis was driving, and I was pretty young and caught a big yellowtail in the dark with Steve. Like, I got up early to try to take a shower, and the heads were all full, and he's like, you should just put a sardine down. We just anchored, and I got to catch a 50-pounder with just me and Loomis, and it's like, you flash forward 20 years, and it's one of my, like, favorite moments to get to do. Like, a guy that I got to spend a lot of time with, like, when Steve was in the latter part of his career, he would always come into the landing real early in the morning, and that's the one I always opened the shop, and, like, a guy that's just done it all and seen it all, like, to get to catch that fish at that spot at Alejos Bank is, like, one of my favorite things that I've gotten to do in sport fishing.
You know, with Guadalupe closed, we caught a bunch of big yellows at Guadalupe, but I would have to say Trophy Yellowtail, Alejos Rocks is some of the bites that we've seen at Alejos Rocks, they're unbelievable. During one of the cycles of Humboldt squid.
I'll
never forget, we would have an ice chest and we would, catch them and shake them off into the ice chest. So we'd have fresh, dead squid.
Would you slap them or use them whole?
Except they'd be like 2-3 feet long.
Crazy.
And I remember we were chunking them and we were having good fishing on tuna for 60-pounders. But guys that were fly lining a fresh, dead, whole Humboldt squid.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we had 3 over 70.
Oh, my God.
7 over 60 and like 15 of them over 50 pounds.
Fly lining.
All on the same anchor job, daylight.
Like a 4 or 5 pound squid.
Yeah, 4 or 5 pound squid on 80 and 100 pounds, the biggest
that
you had.
Oh, my God. Count me in on that.
Still getting ruined.
Oh, my God. What did that bottom look like with that many of those big giant things just patrolling around? That's unbelievable.
You know how the squid, you take squid to the Coronados and just magic happened, and it's just, we started chunking that giant squid and the tuna got on us, and
next thing you know, we started getting those big yellows, and just it's probably one of the I wouldn't doubt if I'll ever see that again.
That's unreal. That's a
cool
story.
It was crazy.
But why do you? I mean, is it the humble thing that made it? Is it?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. Like in Guadalupe, some of the most epic bites on 40 to 60 pounders was involved with Humboldt squid.
Really? And that was a cycle like 20 years ago, I'm guessing, somewhere?
Maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah?
I mean,
at least 15.
I saw an 83-pound yellowtail caught on a flyline Humboldt squid during the daytime, and it was the perfect specimen. You know, a lot of times as we get older, we start growing things off our heads, get too big versus our body. This thing was it was the perfect yellowtail, but it was... I'd have to think it was all Humboldt squid related.
You're so right about that a lot of times when, you know, you'll hear, hey, the guys in the angler caught a 70-pounder, and you go down to the dock to look at it, its head's three times bigger than it looks like it should be, or it's the exact opposite. It's 6 feet long, but
with a concave belly.
Yeah, but then every so often you get one of those giant ones.
Just the perfect one.
Yeah. We've got one hanging in the tackle store that's an 88-pounder, and it looks like you took a 12-pound yellowtail from La Jolla and just made it big. It's, like, perfect in every way.
88
so
pounds.
Cool. Yeah.
What's the largest you've been involved with on the boat?
Outer Rock, I think it was 82 pounds.
Oh, my God. 82 pounds.
Young lady caught it in fly line mackerel.
Wow.
There's always stories like that, too, that trip me out. You know, I mean, you figure an 82-pounder that wants to get somewhere, there's no stopping that. There's not gear made that if that thing had its mind to get back into that pinnacle, that it's not happening.
You know,
and then you hear about stories like that, like, oh, I caught on a 40-pound fly line.
You know,
young lady, for a half hour. And
it's a trip, like Brian's talking about, as you get older, you know, weird things happen. But I think it's almost the fish, too. It's like the thing never even fought. She hooked it and was like, oh, biter, you know, swam around a little bit, took a little drag. Next thing you know, you lean over the side of Gav, it's like, holy smokes,
so,
look at that thing.
So last weekend with Danny Wade, Brian Castleton, and Matt Brawla, they were talking about, Danny was talking about, or Brian, the harder you pull,
yes,
the harder they want to pull back.
That's what I was just thinking of, because when I was a kid growing up in L.A., at Point Vincini, they used to have to catch big yells, and they would ruin you. And all the deckhands that I work with that came from Redondo, the old Japanese man that would hook them on 12-pound and their little monofil or their little squitter, those would go out to sea.
Right.
Whereas your tough guy deckhands hooking them on 60-pound, pulling as hard as you can, just get
no
destroyed.
Chance. Interesting.
That's the thing. When one of those big ones has its mind set to get back to that company, there's no stopping that
You're
thing.
You're done.
You talk about it all you want. Ain't nobody stopping that thing.
Right.
Hook one on a 50-wide. You know, like when they got their mind set up, man, they're getting there.
Everyone always talks about, oh, I got rocked. I got rocked. At Chester's one year, they were 40 to 60-pounders eating the plug there. And we were just have come back with like 40 feet of just like, ruined monofilament. This is back when I was younger and we were fishing this 5-fathom ridge. So I went back and I swam back there and dove to the bottom. And Corey, you're familiar with that palm kelp? That grows like three feet away?
And sometimes up to 5-6 feet tall, but that's it.
That's what we're getting rocked on.
Oh, really?
They're not going into the rocks. So yeah. they get into that palm kelp.
And it's not like regular kelp. Regular kelp is like, finger width. You know, like stock, and that palm kelp grows like a palm tree, and it's
in a tidal zone, so the root, the holdfast,
yeah, it's not going anywhere.
They're solid, so like you go to Farnsworth and these places, I got rock, but they're weaving through that palm kelp, and that's why you have so much line that's destroyed.
And that's like a 3-inch diameter stock. I mean, they're thick.
Thick.
That's cool.
Wow.
Not going anywhere. Ruined.
Ruined
is the word. That was it. You ruined.
Diving at Chester's, man. You have me.
Yeah.
Well, we had another great one from John in Rancho San Diego. Says, what a great show, guys. I love hearing about the angler. What do you guys think, since you spend so much time on the deck, are the biggest mistakes that are made by novice anglers who hop aboard the American Angler? And what are the most important things that a new angler could do to get ready for a 5-day trip? I happen to be coming with you guys this year in June.
Ah, cool.
You know, maybe just having just seasoned tackle, the reels may be a little old, or you didn't change the line, or just not having proper equipment and wanting to use that versus just using our rods. You know, we got everything you need, everything's dialed in. So if I were to come on with you know, if I wasn't too sure about my gear, I'd probably just rent some from the boat just to make sure. And we're real good about getting everything set up properly each day, whatever we're going to do, and going through it with you.
Ask questions is my biggest thing. You know what I mean? If you're not familiar, you don't know, it's okay not to know. I mean, we've all started from...
Nobody knows until you know.
Yeah, exactly. You got to ask questions. Ask the crew. Ask myself. Ask any of us. Even the cooks. I mean, our cooks fish just as much, and so ask questions.
One of the things that I think American Angler does so good is, we already talked about it, is you everybody is so approachable. From you or Griffin or Brian driving the boat all the way down to the newest person of the team and everybody in between. Like, you guys just do such a good job of being extremely approachable, and I think it helps in that, you know, standoffish, you know, whether somebody's embarrassed or just intimidated or what may be. Like, you have the best opportunity to talk to there's nobody that does it better than the guys that are seeing it happen every single day.
We're all open books. We're all just as fired up as they are. And so, you know what I mean? It's just do whatever it takes to get them in the game.
I think the perfect message was from Hal in Fresno. And first trip out tuna fishing ever last year. And it's like, for you guys, it's the perfect canvas. Like, he lays it out like, hey, he let you guys know I'm a newbie. Like, I've never done it.
Perfect.
Please help. It's a perfect canvas,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And, dude, he's booking a trip this year. He's already on, right?
That's cool.
Perfectly put, I think.
Yep, totally. This was a great one. It says, good morning, guys. I was wondering, Brian, if you had any information on the status of Guadalupe. Do you know if it's permanently closed? Do you have any suspicions we'll ever get to fish there again? That was from Bruce in Lemon Grove.
Bruce, I hope so. I hope so. But, you know, it's Mexico.
And without Guadalupe, look what we have. Are you kidding me? I mean, there is so much territory and fish to be had right now. Like,
right now.
That, I mean, would you love to have Guadalupe? Heck
sure.
Yeah. But without it, it's a beautiful thing happening.
It's definitely opened my eyes because, you know, there's a lot of places that I've fished in the last 5 years where I've never fished before.
That you would not have fished.
What I've never fished in my life if it was still open. So it's kind of cool. And, you know, we're catching yellowtail and tuna in those spots as well.
That's cool. The other thing, too, like, I'm just, like, forever the optimist. Like, it was closed forever before, and we got another round of having a great fish in there. And who knows what the future holds. I know that Ken has done such a fantastic job of harboring really good relationships in Mexico. They like what we do. We like what they do. You never know what the future holds and, you know, what right relationship turns on. So, again, it's been closed forever before and then opened back up. So
and it's a huge...
I just hold that optimistic shot. If it happens, I can't wait. I'll get to go. But you guys said it best. I mean, the fishing is certainly fine without it, but what a fun destination to have.
And, Rick, it's a huge revenue resource for them. I mean, if it was to open tomorrow, it's not a cheap investment for the boat and the angler to go. Like, it's a huge revenue thing for them, right, Brian? I mean, that's...
It is, and it's like, I don't blame them for taking advantage. You go to the Grand Canyon. You pay a fee to go to the National Park.
But it's not taking advantage. It's, we're granted.
Yes,
we're granted.
We're very fortunate.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, that when the fees were ever what they were, you could lay it out on a table like, well, it cost you this much to go. What do you think? Like, I couldn't pull that money out of my wallet fast enough.
How much more do you need?
Come on. Yeah. For sure. Hey, another fun text. Morning, guys. What a great show. My question is for the captains. How important is the moon phase, and what part of moon phase do you guys prefer to fish in? Clearly, you guys are fishing in all cycles. Do you have a favorite? That's from Rob in Seal Beach.
What do you think, Griffin?
I don't know. You know, everybody's always like, oh, it's a full moon. We're not going to catch anything. It's a full moon, and you're driving around, and then all of a sudden you catch something, and everybody forgets about the full moon. But I do think there's a correlation with, you know, if you're trying to catch bait, or maybe they're acting a little bit different that night. You know, it probably does have to do with the moon. But
I think Rick always puts it perfect. It's the perfect, and Brian has said this too, it's the perfect thing to blame it on.
Yeah.
If things don't go perfect.
It's part of the captain excuse list. I think it's number 5.
Yeah, right. Yeah. If I had a great hit, it's because I'm the man. Right? I'll say that much right now. If I swung and missed, it's a move, man. Nobody's going to catch him on that move.
Yeah.
It was an impossible task.
I mean, it definitely changes activity, right? Everything from rockfish to calico bass to offshore tuna, right? And but it's not always the same.
One of the older captains told me when I was like, oh, you know, yeah, we got that full moon night. He's like, you know what I learned when I started on the boat? Stop looking at the moon. And I was like, all right, well, maybe I should try that, you know. But it is important, I think, you know.
Yeah. Who knows?
The crazy part is, like, you spend enough time on the water like we do, and you see enough cycles. It's like we've caught so many fish off the full moon. Well, you know what I mean? Just, like, it doesn't seem – I mean, it matters, but it definitely seems like we definitely see plenty of good catches caught off the full moon as well.
But you guys are so good that you're able to – redirect and zig and zag when you see the signs happening when you didn't get them on the full moon, but you know that this boat over here, you guys did something a little bit different, and you zigged, you know, and, mm-hmm. and you actually make it happen when other times it didn't, right?
Yeah. I mean, definitely have the upper hand just because you've seen this scenario before.
Yeah, and that's what's cool having Griffin on board now is him learning from you guys and having all that knowledge, decades worth of knowledge. I mean, between Ray and Brian, 60 years worth of, or more, right? I mean, I hate to date you, Brian, but that's the honesty, right?
40 years, I'm renewing my license. 40 years.
And how many for awesome. You?
20.
There it is, 60. I hit it right on target.
That's awesome. That's awesome. How did that happen?
Right?
We were twilight fishing not that long ago, man. How did
that's
that
crazy.
Happen?
I'm on my 20th year of my license. It's crazy.
That's pretty cool. I really like this text from a good friend of everybody here. It says, hey, Angler Crew, my favorite. My question is for both Brian, Ray, and Griffin. Other than pokey or sashimi, what is your guys' favorite way to prepare a piece of tuna? That's from Bob Hoos in Costa Mesa.
Hello, Hoos.
Rolled in futikake and seared.
Ooh. How about you?
I'm not a huge futikake fan, but I like the seared.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Griffin?
Probably however our cooks do it on the boat.
There you go.
Yeah, they're good at that. You know, I'm going to leave that up to them.
I like it.
Leave it to the chef.
Yeah, leave it to the chef.
Yeah, there it is.
Got it. Corey, you got a good text going for us?
I do, actually. There's been a lot of good ones today, Rick. Yeah, and it says, good morning, everyone. On your April trips, what are you expected to target? Yellowtail, rockfish, and or tuna? And that comes from Roger and Palos Verdes. On your April trips.
Well, hopefully we could see some tuna. That'd be the goal. But,
yeah.
You know, there'll be times where, yeah, we might do a couple drifts for rockfish or something like that. But the main goal is, I think, to get on some bluefin tuna.
And I saw a text earlier, too. Those April trips are 2 and 3 day.
2 and 3 day trips.
And he wanted to know what the difference was between the 2 and 3 day.
A 3 day, you have more availability to travel a little bit further. And then, obviously, you have an extra 24 hours of fish. One thing I will say about our April trips, as we've gotten older in the business, and we're going to try and concentrate on offshore tuna, but if the weather is not nice, we're not going to go. We're going to cancel due to weather.
You're not going
to
push through the roughness.
Those days are over with. You know, if we don't want to go out because it's blowing 20 knots, why should we take our customers out?
Right.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, and we're not going to hide behind the island and, you know, rough it out for we're just, why waste anybody's time?
It goes back to the customer service thing.
Yeah.
You want to provide the best opportunity for your customers, and a choppy day rolling around to maybe trying to, that's not the best day.
It's not a good time.
Yeah.
It's a big thing with our crew members that we have to all remember that. We're not. We all think that we're fishermen by trade, but the reality of it, we're entertainers by trade. Yeah. And it's pretty hard to show somebody a good time and it's blowing 25 knots and you're just, you know.
And hats off to you and Ray and Griffin, too, for thinking that way, because you could very easily do exactly what you said. You could go to an island, you could put the anchor down, you could hide out and scratch away some bass and collect all the fees from everybody and put money in your pocket, but instead, it's just about experience. You know, you want Corey and I have had a difficult time going through the text this morning. There's probably 100 texts that all say the same thing in one version or another. I fished with Brian and Ray, and I had a great trip. I love it. It's my favorite boat. There's 100
there
of those.
Is.
Like, weeding through to find a question is difficult because you guys have such a huge base of fans and followers, and it's moves like that sure helped create that.
And I got to give credit to DJ. DJ is the one asked about the 2 and 3 day trips. So, yeah, that's good stuff. And so those trips in April, I mean, there's openings on those, Brian?
Yes, there is.
There is.
Yes, yeah. Call Lori.
Lori's the one.
Lori's the one.
Do you have her number offhand? It's on the website.
224-223-5414 or just get, you know, get online.
And you guys do such a good job too, Lori, especially social media. Lori's great about sending those info to Pete. I mean, there's not a ton of opportunities to get to come fish with you because you do such a great job at it. But when there are, Lori's great about getting that
info. She's the best.
Yeah, she's the best.
She's been doing this so long, and, you know, she grew up in the fishing industry as well with her dad, Lance, on the Vagabond. And so she's super knowledgeable when it comes about fishing and all the fine details as well, not just the boat, but fishing and also.
Yeah. And you guys got to remember, or gals got to remember, when you call or email Lori, you're talking to an owner. You're talking to the boss. The boss. So if anyone cares as much, it's the boss.
And she's a sweetheart.
Lori's
come on,
the best.
Yep. Hey, we're going to be right back. We've been listening to the American Angler Crew. When we come back, we're going to be giving away that Mission Bell trip with Cameron and Winward. Your turn on the Let's Talk Hookup app and YouTube and Facebook Live.
Thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations, better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Searcher Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearchOfSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearchOfSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodation, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
DJ in San Diego. Yeah, the 2 to 3 day question.
Yeah, congratulations, DJ. Again, boys, can't begin to thank you enough for taking the time to come and hang with us. It's been an awesome show, and it's so good having you guys in here. And
likewise.
I know it's hard to get you in here all the time, but we're really pumped to have you. And today's been a very fun day. Lots of great calls. Congratulations, DJ, going fishing with Captain Cameron on the Bell. Yeah. Now, you guys are going to be at the PCS show. Correct. Right, coming up this year?
Yep, coming up here in a couple weeks, I think it is already.
Yeah, first weekend in March, can't wait.
Yeah, so we'll be at the Point Loma Sport Fishing booth. Team American Angler, and I think that's in the
Lost Owl building?
Yeah, I believe it's Lost Owl building. It's a sport fishing building. As soon as you get through the entry door, you hang a right, you'll bump right in. The first thing you'll see walking through the doors is the Fisherman's Lining Tackle crew. And then as soon as you snake to the left or to the right, it'll run right there.
Are you going
to
be there every day?
We're going to...
Somebody will be.
Somebody will be, yeah.
One of you. American one of the
Angler,
three.
Yeah. Team American Angler will be there, yeah.
I can't wait. That's it. You guys always do such a great job.
Come by and see us. Yeah, we'll be fired up to talk fishing, talk about the boat, any questions you might have, and see everybody. So come on by. See us.
I love it, you guys. Well, certainly a great job, and we appreciate everything. If somebody wants to ride the boat, go fishing with you, get in on all the fun that American Angler does, how do we do that?
You can call Lori at the office at 619-223-5414 or check us on our website at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Awesome. Well, great job, you guys. Really appreciate it, and we had a great time and look forward to seeing you at the show in a couple of weeks. And then right after that, we're into those 2- and 3-day trips and on and rolling.
It's happen fast.
We're excited. Griffin, great job. Really fun to have you on.
Thank you.
It was really good. You did a fantastic job, and man, we can't wait to come fishing with you, Brian. Thanks for everything you guys do. You always take such good care of us at Let's Talk Hookup, and we sure appreciate it, man. We feel like we're part of the American Angler family, just like all the callers and and texters that we heard from today. So really appreciate you guys. All right. Hey, with that said, we got another great show coming for you tomorrow. Rosie Flowers from Cedro Sport Fishing is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking all kinds of great fishing going on down at Cedros. Lots of fun there. You stay tuned. Another great show coming for you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the YouTube and Facebook app, YouTube and Facebook Live, the Let's Talk Hookup app, and 97.3 The Fan. Mm-hmm.